Should bloggers have a code of conduct? As Como's Travis Mayfield reports, it's an idea that seems to be catching on.
At RichardSilverstein.com, Seattle blogger Richard stirs up heated comments by sharing his views on Middle East peace.
So I get a lot of hate.
Some have added threats to his comments page. Another put up an offensive parody blog.
I believe firmly in the code of conduct that these people are proposing.
Code creators talk about creating sets of guidelines. One might prohibit anonymous writing. Another would allow moderated comments. A third would have bloggers pledging to get a second source on breaking news and gossip. The codes would be voluntary, but proponents say managing civility could actually make the blogosphere freer. Travis Mayfield, Como 1000 News.